Hello everyone, I'm your host Zoe, and in today's episode we're going to discuss the concept and purpose of interactive maps. As an example, we will talk about the interactive maps that the students of FR Munster co-created with the town of Zarbeck local community. Joining me today is our guests David and Elizabeth. Welcome!
Thank you Zoe, it's great to finally be here and talk about such an interesting topic.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're excited to have you here. Could you please tell your all listeners at home a little bit about yourself? Let everyone know you better.
Of course, yeah. So, hi everyone, my name is David and this is Elizabeth. And we are involved in a student project focused on citizen engagement in Zarbeck's heat transition program.
Yeah, our goal with this project is to actively involve the citizens of Zarbeck in their city's long-term heat transition and facilitate collaboration, knowledge sharing, and also collective action for the renewable energy use.
That's great to hear. Your project seems very interesting, especially considering how relevant this theme is now. Let's get started right away. Elizabeth, first of all, could you please explain what an interactive map is? Because some listeners might be a little bit new to this topic.
Yeah, of course. Interactive maps are digital maps, for instance, Google Maps, that allow users to actively engage, use, and also extend the information displayed. You can zoom in and out of, pan to different areas, and there's a search function which allows you to quickly find location or point of interest and interact with various elements, such as details about the landmarks, attractions, businesses, facilities, public services, and more. They provide a dynamic and immersive way to explore geographic data.
That sounds exciting. So what is the purpose of interactive maps and why are they important?
Yeah, exciting indeed. So interactive maps can actually serve many purposes. First and foremost, they are extremely useful for navigation and wayfinding. However, within our project, the main purpose of the digital interactive map is totally different. The purpose is to connect different stakeholder groups within and beyond their community in their efforts to sustainable heating solutions. Such maps allow users to contribute their own data, such as marking points of interest, sharing views, or updating information about local businesses. This aspect helps create a comprehensive and an accurate map of a topic of interest, which in this case would be the heat transition, which in the end would ultimately benefit everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the community can actively participate in enhancing the map's content. That's a great way to involve people. I've heard that you also had a co-creation session before.
Yeah, that's right. We conducted two co-creation sessions with the Zarbeck community regarding their participation in the heat transition program.
Very interesting. Could you share maybe some insight on what happened during this co-creation session and how it contributes to the heat transition program?
Yeah, so during the co-creation sessions, we basically provided a platform for open discussions and collaboration between community members and experienced people involved in Zarbeck's heat transition program. And also during the sessions, we aim to gather input, ideas, and feedback from the community regarding their needs, their concerns, and aspirations regarding sustainable heating solutions.
Yeah, and through the brainstorming session and group activities, participants were able to actively contribute their perspective, share local knowledge, and also propose innovative ideas. And this co-creation approach fostered a sense of ownership and empowerment among the community members, as they felt directly involved in shaping the future of their energy systems. And from this knowledge sharing, we believe empowers communities to learn from each other's experiences, replicate successful initiatives, and also avoid potential failures. Furthermore, a successful initiative and project highlight on the map can serve as models for replication in other communities.
Okay. Can you please tell us about how you integrated the interactive map within your co-creation sessions? Or how did the co-creation session fed into the development of the interactive map?
Of course. So there were several ways the interactive map was actually linked to the co-creation session. We used Google Maps to visualize the ideas generated in a co-creation session. And with the participants, we marked important locations, routes, and areas of the map to illustrate the people's heat transition experiences. And so far, we have mapped local information points for regional technical support, funding, consultations, and locations that showcase heating transition, including the bioenergy park as well. In addition, we marked the regions in Germany and in Europe that are in process of heat transition, which we envisioned that Zabek's community and stakeholders will continue contributing to the map by sharing their initiatives, projects, and also success stories after the end of our project. So within the map, mark locations, they will engage in discussions, share resources, and build new partnerships as well.
In the concept of the Sabes Climate Community, what are the benefits the community will get from the interactive map?
The interactive map can have other benefits that can help citizens in the heat transition process. For example, an interactive map can help service residents plan their routes more efficiently, including locating a public transportation route, bike paths, or maybe the electric vehicle charging facilities. And such information can make it easier for citizens to choose a sustainable transportation alternative. And there's more. The interactive map also can encourage active participation of Sorbic citizens in renewable energy initiatives. They can view ongoing projects, learn about the opportunity to contribute, or even submit ideas or suggestions through the interactive map.
Wow, there is so many advantages of the interactive maps. Can you provide more example of all the contexts where the concept of a digital interactive map can be applied beside the focus on a transition by the Sabek climate community?
Of course, yes, certainly. So the concept of digital interactive maps can be applied to various other contexts as well. The map can be adjusted to showcase other environmental initiatives such as renewable energy projects, waste management programs, or urban greening efforts. One example would be the Global Forest Watch platform, which uses interactive maps to monitor and engage stakeholders in global forest conservation.
Yeah, and such as maps can also connect communities by highlighting their heritage, cultural landmarks, and historic sites. Platforms such as the History Pins allow the individuals and organizations to share and explore stories, photos, and memories that related to the specific place, fostering connection and understanding between the diverse communities. And they demonstrate how gaps can be bridged and disparate communities connected by leveraging shared research, collaborative initiative, civic engagement, and also collective knowledge.
Wow, it turned out that interactive maps have an important role to play in various contexts. And you mentioned that you've been using Google Maps as a tool. Is there a specific reason why you choose Google Maps as a platform?
Absolutely. First of all, Google Maps is the most convenient software because Google Maps is one of the most recognized and trusted map platforms in the world. It has a great reputation for reliability and accuracy, and most people have it on their phones, and so they don't have to re-download other maps.
That's interesting, but I have another question. How do you populate the data? Is it difficult? Where do your sources of information come from?
Okay, so we populated the map through desk research on heat transition, input from the project manager as well, and from the citizens themselves. In terms of desk research for the topic of heat transition, we sourced individually for places related to heat transition in Zabeg, like the Bioenergy Park, for example, which is a huge masterpiece of the Zabeg community, the transformation of an ammunition depot of the German armed forces from 2011 into today's bioenergy park with multiple energy systems is very, very unique. The Zabeg Bioenergy Park is actually the site of Europe's largest solar panel plant constructed on bunkers. The former German army munition depot is home to 24,000 solar modules and hosts 7 wind turbines and also 2 huge biogas plants.
That sounds impressive. What are some of the other unique locations that you uncovered in the design of the map?
There are a few. We identified User, a youth center located in Zabeg. It is a place where many, many young people can gather there for entertainment and to exchange ideas. It is a good place for young people to talk about the heat transition as well. This location is the heating center and local network with about 2 Pele boilers with an output of 550 kilowatts and the other one with 300 kilowatts. Supply of municipal schools and sports centers. It is also a good place to show people the process of heat transition.
Yeah, and the heat transfer program manager also mentioned a location called CAG Werkstatt, the Zabeg Youth Training Center, a collective house in the countryside between Munster and Osnabrück, and open to groups of learners of different ages. And the construction of the youth training center started in June 2023, and the construction period is about 2 years. The rental will be built using sustainable building materials, and the heating system will be modernized based on the renewable energies with a heat pump for heating. And the large photovoltaic system on the roof will generate electricity in the future. And the goal is to achieve CO2 carbon neutrality. And this is a good example to show people what is possible with the heat transition and also advice on other construction projects.
That's impressive. One last question. David, what is the specialization of this tool?
Firstly, people can access it easily. People can access Google Maps in 2 main ways. The first way would be accessibility via web. People can access Google Maps through their web browsers, on desktop computers, laptops, and also their mobile devices. They can simply visit the Google Maps website, which is maps.google.com, to access the interactive map interface. The link we generated for the map is accessible for everyone. That allows users to integrate their input freely.
Yeah, and the second way, citizens can use the mobile apps such as the Google Maps to access it. And Google Maps are over dedicated mobile applications for both Android and iOS devices. User can also easily place pins in them to further develop it. And this is done by simply clicking or tapping on the desired location on the map interface. And users can also customize the appearance of the markers, including the icon, color, and also the label.
Fantastic. Thank you, guest, for shedding light on the concept and purpose of interactive maps. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure to share our experiences about interactive maps with your audience.
And thank you, of course, to all listeners for joining us on this episode. We hope you gain valuable insights into the concept and purpose of interactive maps. Join us next time as we dive into other interesting topics and explore the future prospects of the evolving e-transition.